have you guys come together, particularly the rookie class? You, Darian, Sterling, seems like you guys are in position here to make a pretty early impact on this team.
Yeah, we're really close. We always just talk about what we can do to help this team out. And we're talented, we know that, so we're just trying to push each other every day.
Does it mean anything to you in camp when you push Odell off of his route, force an incompletion?
Nah, the only thing it means is it was a flag, you know, that's what it meant. But I just got to be a little bit more disciplined with my hands, knowing I have to take them off and stuff. But, you know, it's just, you just learn from things like that.
That was some of the things they said about you in school, right?
A little bit too handsy sometimes. I was trying to read his route. I was thinking it was going to be a back shoulder fade, and it wasn't. So I just can't guess. I got to just react.
Is that the kind of things where you kind of chalk it up? You know, rookie's going to make mistakes, and you're just trying to hope tomorrow you don't do it again.
Exactly. Yeah, I got with my coach, and he told me just to react on the play and don't guess and don't anticipate. You just kind of go off the receiver.
Have these first couple of days been what you expected in your first NFL training camp?
I guess so. I mean, everything's happening really fast. The meetings are pretty long, but I'm having fun with it. The guys, the veterans, they make it easy to have fun, you know, to keep a loose environment, but at the same time, it's still serious.
How long were you here last night, let's say?
We left around like 9:15. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You pretty tired at the end of the day?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. There are times when you and Sterling go one-on-one. Yeah. I mean, what do you see out of him?
I see a competitor. He's somebody that doesn't like to get his or lose a rep or anything. He doesn't like you get hands on him or anything. He's a quick guy off the line, so he's a competitor. He doesn't like to lose at all. You could tell just like after his reaction if he does lose or anything like that. But he's a great receiver, and I expect big things out of him.
Coach McAdoo was talking about the corners being able to be versatile. I mean, are you just as comfortable in, let's say, a slot as opposed to being on the outside?
I'm working on it for sure. I'm trying to get in my playbook and just become comfortable everywhere. I could be all over the defense, so I just got to be prepared, know every position, and just have, you know, great awareness out there.
That's the new position for you, though, the slot?
I mean, I've been there a couple times, but, you know, I guess you would say it's kind of new.
How much were you there today? How much did you
do? I didn't get any reps today. I was mostly outside, but during camp, I should get a couple more reps.
It seemed like you spent most of your time rotating in there with first team.
Right.
Yes. Do you guys have a three-man rotation? How do they describe that to you?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. I just go and do whatever the coach tells me to do. When he tells me to go in, I just go in. I don't know how it goes.
Coach McAdoo was saying that, you know, you really can't tell much about the guys in the slot where pads come on because it's much more physical.
Of course.
Are you sensing that Tuesday starting then it will be a whole different ball game?
Of course. I mean, it's football. It's a physical sport. Mm-hmm. So when the pads get on, it's just going to be a lot different. You just can tell the mentality, everything is going to be different.
And especially in the slot, I would guess. I mean, what's your anticipation of that when the pass game? Because it's a lot more bodies are there.
Right. You know, you're going to have to blitz. You're going to have to take on some pulling guards and linemen. So you just got to be smart out there because you only get your head taken off, of course. But, you know, it's just about having awareness and knowing where your help is and just being smart.
How much experience do you have in there from your years at Ohio State?
Not too much experience, but, you know, that's what practice is for.
And you think, I mean, you know, in some other places, they might have stuck you on the outside and said, that's where we need you. With the two guys here, sometimes a rookie has to be the first one to make a move.
Yep.
How much more challenging is that to be playing in the NFL at a position that's, you know, a little bit foreign to you?
Well, I mean, the NFL in general, I would say is pretty challenging, you know, just different from college, of course. So it's all about being in your playbook so you can make everything a little slower out there on the field.
Sometimes the guys in the slot are sometimes a little smaller, you know, a little more, you know, maybe stocky, you're not that guy. So how do you think your body skill set would take to that spot?
I think I'll be fine at doing that. You know, you just got to be smart. It's just all about thinking and being one step ahead of your opponent, you know, just knowing where your help is and playing to that and having a lot of awareness and just knowing your surroundings.
You have to know more in there, don't you?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.